The Weekend Starts Here by Bill Matthews. Episode 5.
Look at the smug expressions on those cricketers' faces.
How can you tell they're smug from 100 yards away?
They're awake, aren't they?
You know we're going to be inundated with more of their sort when that good beer guide comes out. Customers willing to travel across 3 counties to drink nothing but orange juice because they're driving.
Now, remind me to put up the price for orange juice.
Mind you, Norman, where are they all going to park?
Well, if I clear all that rubbish away round the back, there should be room for a few cars in there.
Well, we need planning permission.
Well, why should we? It's our property.
Well, we better check, Norman. We could have people coming in from all over now we're starting this gourmet menu at weekends.
I could ask Graham Ledbetter.
That's a good idea. Ask Graham Ledbetter. Who's Graham Ledbetter?
You know, I went to school with him. He works in the planning department of the district council now. I'm sure he won't mind me calling him at home, totally out of the blue, after all these years, just because I want something from him. So, how is the menu coming along for the big launch tonight?
I was working on it all morning. It's amazing how inventive you can be when given a free rein. I've come up with $10.95.
Oh, sounds delicious.
£12.
Mm.
And best of all, $13.75.
Very tasty. So what dishes are those?
Oh, I haven't decided yet. I thought it was more important to get the prices sorted out first.
Quite right. We need all the money we can get at the moment. Who knows how much business the Ashcord Vale place will take from us.
Well, that's the beauty of doing this gourmet food now. Our lounge bar customers will soon realise they don't need somewhere else doing the same kind of thing.
They've been asking for this kind of food for long enough. I just hope these prices aren't going to put them off.
Not lightly. From what I can make out, the more you put the prices up, the more people you'll get.
Well, perhaps that $10.95 might taste even more succulent at $12.95.
I think you might be right.
What?
Felicity, it's Mum. Can I come in?
What do you want?
Felicity, something you said last week hurt your mother very much, and I would like the opportunity to answer back.
Could you narrow it down, please?
You called me a snob. Please, allow me my say. Now, the fact that I cannot approve of your attachment with this Robbie person does not make me a snob. Wanting what's best for my own flesh and blood does not make me a snob.
Mom.
No, it's my turn now. I'm always pleasant to shop assistants because I know how rude other people can be. I'm prepared to pay ridiculous prices for free-range and organic produce. I never eat veal or game, and I'm probably the only inhabitant of this village who's taken part in an anti-fox hunting protest. I remember being absolutely delighted when that working-class chap won Mastermind. And as for your education, I made sure you went to a state school so that you can get to know people from different walks of life.
So you don't mind if I see Robbie whenever I like?
Over my dead body.
Ha! It's all theory with you, isn't it? What's that term you always use? That's it. You're a NIMBY. Not in my backyard.
Felicity!
It's all right when it happens to someone else, but when it gets too close to home...
I am not a NIMBY, Felicity!
No, you're much worse. At least you might expect it of the likes of the Thoroughgoods, but you, Mother, you're a namby-pamby NIMBY.
No!
Did you see that? Terence Cheeseman out to a cross-battered swipe. They won't allow Robbie to play yet he gets in.
It's ridiculous.
I'll never forgive Thoroughgood for stealing our cricket team. That should be our boy playing out there. You know, when Robbie was born, I knew the combination of our genes would make him a natural sportsman. What with my physical strength and my tactical acumen and my hand-to-eye coordination and my...
So I had nothing to do with it then.
Do you remember my 74 not out against Alder Marston?
It was 56 last time you mentioned it.
All right, then, 56 not out. Trust you to remember.
Actually, I remember when it was 27. Norman, since Thoroughgood has blocked all locals from getting into the village team, have you never thought of starting your own pub side?
Christine, that's such a brilliant idea. I can't work out why I didn't think of it before you.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry about that terrible shot, Ronald.
Don't worry about it, Terence.
I don't know what I was thinking of.
You'll have to be more focused for Badenham next week. There'll be a few local scores to be settled during that match, I can tell you.
There certainly will. Their captain used to work at Morgan Grenfell when I was at Baring.
And their wicketkeeper once tried to oust me off the board of Ash...
What was that?
Off the board of Ashton, Gardner and Dyke, you know, the commodity brokers.
Really? The only Ashton, Gardner and Dyke I've ever come across had a top five hit with Resurrection Shuffle in 1971.
What a strange coincidence.
Yes, isn't it?
Excuse me. Mr. Thorogood, I wanted a word.
If I'm barred from your pub, Harwood, then you're barred from this pavilion. We can talk outside.
Very well. I just wanted to inquire about your home fixtures for the rest of the season.
I've told you there's no place for your son in the team.
But there will be in the Shipcombe Arms 11.
The what?
I just need to know what days you're playing here so we can have the use of the pitch at other times. I thought I should ask you as a matter of courtesy.
Well, as a matter of courtesy, I have to tell you that you have no chance in hell of ever using our pitch.
Why not?
Shipcombe Green Cricket Club has sole rights for the use of this field.
Where on earth did you get that idea from?
From you. When I joined the club 10 years ago.
But I...
Now, if you've nothing more to say, I'd like to finish my tea.
Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps it's too soon to say this, but... all my life I've dreamed of finding someone like you. I'd almost given up searching, and then... finally, there you were.
Felicity, I...
Someone my mother totally disapproves of.
Oh, right.
What did you think I meant?
I'm so glad to be of use.
Hey, don't look like that. I'm only teasing. You've never told me what your parents think about us.
So what do you reckon? Farm subsidies, right or wrong?
Robbie.
All right. They don't understand why I can't find a nice girl from the village to go out with. But then none of my old friends are talking to me anyway.
Still?
When you're away in the week, I don't talk to anyone except Mum and Dad. And all they're interested in is the pub. I'm so sick of this!
What? What are you saying?
I've had it, Felicity. I've had enough.
I knew it. You're just going to give up, dump me and go back to your friends.
I haven't had enough of you, Felicity. I've had enough of it. We haven't done anything wrong and yet we're being treated by all sides as outcasts. I have this dream, Felicity.
What dream?
That there's a place where you and I could go and not feel like everyone was watching us, disapproving of us. A place where the rural and urban, the rich and the poor, the educated and the thick can live together in peace and in harmony. Felicity, I think you and I should run away together.
I've just left a message with Graham to call me back.
Mm.
Just shows, Christine, it's all about who you know.
Who can pull a few strings.
Exactly. So have you found some dishes to go with the prices yet?
Almost. Trouble is, you can't just put pie and chips on the menu. Mm. Our lounge bar customers expect something more sophisticated.
Such as?
Beef Wellington with shoestring potatoes.
What's that?
Pie and chips.
Right.
Then there's pan-fried maru with pom allumette.
Which is?
Cod and chips. Or you can have poulet de Shipcombe avec petit pois et pom pie.
You don't tell me chicken and chips.
Wrong. Chicken, chips and peas.
Shouldn't we include a dish that doesn't have any chips?
There's wet polenta with fresh porcini.
And what's that?
I'm just trying to find that out now. And when I do, I'd appreciate a lift to the supermarket.
Shipcombe Arms. Oh, hello, Graham. Thanks for calling back. Oh, we would we? Oh, well, what would happen then? Really? That's very interesting. Thanks very much, Graham. Goodbye. You were right, love. We do need planning permission for a car park. Graham says he can push it through so it can be discussed at the next planning authority meeting this Wednesday.
That soon?
Yeah.
So everything could be decided this Wednesday?
Not quite. Any plans then have to be approved at the parish council meeting on Thursday night. Apparently, it'll come up at the same time as Ashcord Vale's plan to turn the shop into a pub restaurant.
Do we know who's on the parish council?
No idea. Do you think it matters?
But he keeps treading on her feet while they're dancing. So he says, I'm sorry, I'm a little stiff from bowling. She
so
says...
that's what they're doing to the old shop. A pub restaurant. It sounds just what this village needs.
And she says...
Ashcourt Vale, they've got a very good reputation, I believe.
I've heard that too. Although I don't know very much about...
She says...
No, neither do I.
I don't care where you're from, get off my foot.
Is Shipcombe Green large enough to justify two pubs?
Must be the way you tell them, Lawrence.
We'll just have to see which one of the two survives.
Of course, the Shipcombe Arms has improved enormously in the last few weeks since they put all those old games in the lounge bar.
And tonight we're trying out their new gourmet menu.
And I've got my eye on Giles' high score of Donkey Kong.
I'm supposed to be meeting Marina in there. Are you two coming in?
No, we've got some people arriving from London.
Yes, we'd better get back.
Oh, that's right. You're banned, aren't you?
That's academic. We choose not to patronise them with our custom.
So you do all your patronising elsewhere these days, Mrs. Thorogood?
I certainly do.
Oh, well, see you at the big one next Saturday. Baddenham.
Don't forget practice first. 11 o'clock sharp.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Christine Harwood attempting gourmet food. Ooh, they must be getting desperate.
We weren't being too obvious then, were we?
Of course not. There's no reason for anyone to link you with the board of Ashcourt Vale, is there?
No, but if it did get out somehow, then you'll be in trouble for not declaring an interest as chairwoman of the parish council.
It won't get out, Ronald. It's all working out beautifully. I anticipate a very brief council meeting on Thursday night. Then, as soon as the Ashcourt Vale place opens, the Shipcombe Arms will be as empty as a state pensioner's fridge.
And we will be in possession of a very large cheque.
And the only interest I'll be declaring will be on our tax return.
Who said that business and pleasure don't mix?
Yes.
I can't think where Marina could have got to. Our food will be here any minute.
Perhaps you should order for her. What does she like?
Well, she generally, normally she, Well, I can tell you what I like.
What you like?
Well, we usually have that, so she must like it too, I suppose.
Right.
Or perhaps I think it's what I like, but really it's what she likes.
Here she is, anyway.
Oh, hello, Lawrence. Cecilia. Sorry I'm late. I became engrossed in an edition of my favourite programme, Blind Date, through someone's front window.
I've never seen you watch Blind Date.
Oh, Terence, I never miss it when we're in Clapham. This week, one couple won a holiday for two.
That happens every week.
Yes, certainly seems that way, doesn't it?
No, but that's the whole point.
I hope you don't mind eating with us, Marina. Although I'm afraid the three of us have already ordered.
Oh, right, fine. I'll order at the bar. Would anyone like a drink?
No. Right. Bourguignon. Copper leaky. And noise at the pork with sweet. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Right. You've got my cockaliki, Lawrence, and I've got Terence's noisette.
That can't be my birth bourguignon. It hasn't got any brown in it.
You're right. It's got just about every other colour except brown.
Well, none of the others have got any brown. It's the darkest of the three.
No. Well, I'll try it. Are you sure that's cockaliki, then?
Well, it's vaguely white and green.
So are my noisettes of pork with sweet.
I'll soon be able to tell by eating some, won't I? I wish to withdraw my last remark. Yuck.
Oh. This definitely isn't beef bourguignon.
What is it then?
It's. Well, I'm not sure it's anything.
Come on, Terence, your turn.
Do I have to?
You don't think we're going to let you get away with it, do you? Come on.
Down the hatch.
Oh, all right.
Ooh.
Look out.
So, how is everything?
Absolutely delicious.
Excellent.
Compliments to the chef.
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it.
Perhaps there is room for another pub in Shipcombe Green after all.
Christine, it's a triumph.
It is.
I've been round every single table and I've heard nothing but praise.
Oh, that is a relief.
I'm so proud of you, Christine. I don't know how you do it.
Oh, it's nothing really.
How can it be nothing? Christine, why isn't the oven on?
Well, why should it be?
Why are you putting raw ingredients straight onto plates? Christine, how have you been making all these meals?
Well, same way I've been doing toasted sandwiches all these years.
In the microwave. Oh, hello, Graham. What brings you here? Good news, I hope.
I thought I'd catch you on my way home, tell you in person.
I appreciate it.
Your car park application looked to be going through. Our planning officer could see no problems after he visited here in the week. His recommendation was accepted at the planning authority meeting on Wednesday.
That's great.
No, the hitch came at the parish council meeting last night.
Hitch? What hitch?
The application met with a violent reaction from the chairwoman, a Mrs. Thoroughfare.
Mrs. Thoroughgood?
That's it. Her views were expressed so forcibly that the council decided to turn down the application.
Nasty meddling interfering old. Wait a minute. If she felt like that, she must have objected to the Ashcord Vale proposal.
Well, that's the odd thing. The pub restaurant went through on the nod. They seemed to think that an upmarket establishment would be good for the village.
Then we're ruined.
Don't say that, Norman. Surely most people still prefer real pubs to manufactured ones. And of course, if you wanted to make the cricket pitch a car park, neither the council nor Mrs. Thoroughbred could stop you.
What did you say?
When we were looking into your case, we uncovered an ancient bylaw stating that the cricket field belongs to the village pub in perpetuity.
I had no idea.
It must have been forgotten about over the years. The landlord traditionally rents out the field for a seed corn sum.
How much?
5 shillings a year.
Is that index linked?
I doubt it's ever been collected. And of course, no one in their right mind would want to deprive a village of their cricket team.
Oh, wouldn't they?
So, have you packed?
Yes. When we got here from London tonight, instead of taking everything out of my bag, I left it all inside my bag.
That was clever of you.
That's what I thought.
Felicity, are you sure you want to go through with this?
I'm sure. My only regret is that I won't be able to see the look on Mum's face when she realises I've gone.
I doubt if my Mum and Dad will even notice I'm gone.
That should help us.
I suppose so. Well, we're all set. I'll see you outside your place at 3 a.m. precisely.
And you think we'll be able to hitch a lift at that time?
There'll be loads of lorry drivers on the main roads then, and they're always the best bet.
OK, I'll see you at 3 then. Look, what we're doing here is madness.
What's wrong?
What could be more suspicious than me coming back home at 9 o'clock on a Friday night? I haven't done that since I was 10.
I hadn't thought of that.
I said I'd be home at 11:30, so I'd better stay out till at least 1, or they'll know something's wrong.
OK. We'd better find St. Walkypoyers till then. So, how was school?
What are you, my mother? Can't we just act normally as if we weren't going to run away together in 6 hours?
Oh, right. I get you.
Now, according to Terence here, who saw Badenham's opener batting only last week, he's vulnerable to the ball that swings in late and then cuts away sharply off the seam. But since we haven't got any bowlers remotely capable of doing that, we'd better think of another plan. I hope that's not thunder I can hear. It'd be a tragedy if this match were rained off.
Still sunny.
Right, maybe we should start with a few fielding drills.
Yeah,
right. What on earth is that?
What?
There, entering the field.
Looks like a steamroller from here. Did you ask for the heavy roller, Ronnie? Although it looks more like a digger to me.
What's it doing on our cricket pitch?
Who's that driving it?
It's not. I don't believe it. It's Norman Harwood.
I wonder if they know yet.
So where exactly is Keel, anyway?
I don't think it's anywhere, really. That's why it's so perfect.
But if it isn't anywhere, how are we going to find it?
It's what you wanted. A campus university is neither a village nor a town.
It wasn't quite what I had in mind.
My friend Amanda said I could come up and stay for as long as I wanted.
Wait till you tell her it's forever.
What's your problem, Robbie?
I didn't imagine us sleeping on someone's sofa, that's all. I thought we'd be getting a place of our own.
So what exactly do you visualise us living on?
We've got each other. Can't we live on love? Felicity, don't. Stop it.
I would like to thank everyone here for gathering to witness the historic opening of the Shipcombe Arms' very own car park.
Terence, have you seen...
Not now, Marina. Norman Howard has gone balmy. Seems to think this cricket field is a car park.
What?
You have no right to do this.
You couldn't be all wrong, Mrs. Thoroughgood. I've had the right since 1572. It's just taken me a little while to get around to claiming it.
This field belongs to the Shipcombe Arms and has done so since the Middle Ages. I can do what I like with it, and what I like is to build a car park. Now, if you'll just clear the way, I can start uprooting the grass.
What about planning permission?
Well, that's a very kind offer, Mrs. Thoroughgood, but apparently the bylaw says
I don't need it.
Nonsense.
This field has been leased to the cricket club for 135 years out of goodwill. But all that goodwill has long, long disappeared. For over 20 years, we've sat back and watched you people take over our cottages, take over the village hall, the fete, the lounge bar, the shop, the parish council, the cricket team, so that villagers whose ancestors are all piled up in the churchyard...
We're no better than rapists and pillagers.
What? Behave disgracefully. You're all talking even more rubbish than he is.
Meanwhile, we've stood by while our own children have been forced to move to Newbury or Reading or, cruelest of all, Basingstoke, because they couldn't afford to buy anywhere in the village. Well, you may have taken over everything that used to belong to us by right, but now at last, I'm taking something back.
If he digs up the pitch, we'll only have ourselves to blame.
And at least I'll be able to get some turn for my off breaks.
We took over this village because we're stronger and cleverer than they are. And now there are more of us than there are of them. We've beaten them. Don't you see? We've won.
Why should either side have to win? Why should there even be sides?
And now it's time for the talking to end and the digging to begin.
Oh, I'm sure we can sort this out.
Marina, where are you going?
I think she's going to stand in front of the digger.
This is a cricket square, not Tiananmen Square. Marina!
Stop! Mr. Harwood! Stop!
Stand back, Mrs. Cheeseman!
Please, we want to help.
Look out, Marina! Get out of the way!
Oh, that was close.
Tell us what we can do. How can we make things better?
You want to know, do you?
We all do.
I don't.
All right. I will dig up this pitch unless Mrs. Thorogood withdraws her objection to me turning my own backyard into a car park.
Never!
But Lottie, see, reason is Babnum this afternoon.
Oh, very well. I'll see what I can do.
Thank you. Secondly, I demand that my son Robbie be allowed to take up his rightful place in the cricket team and at last be able to follow in his father's footsteps. Anyone here remember my 81 not out against Altamaston?
I've told you, Harwood, your boy will never play for this cricket club for as long as I'm captain.
Ronald, soon there won't even be a cricket club. It's Baddenham this afternoon.
I seem to have no choice, sir. Terence, you don't mind standing down for this one match, do you?
I suppose, if it's for the good of the team.
What else, Mr. Harwood?
Thirdly, I demand that the cricket club immediately sack Thorogood as its captain.
But I've just given in to your demands.
Yes, I know, and now you have. It's time for you to go.
Come on, team. Rally round. Tell him where he can get off.
All those in favour of dismissing Ronald Thorogood. Against. Motion carried by 10-1. Well, that was easy.
You can't do that.
And yet we've just done it, Mrs. Thorogood.
Come on, Lottie, let's go home.
But Ronald...
We're going home, Lottie.
Yes, Ronald.
Anything else, Mr. Harwood?
No, that'll do for now.
Oh, hey.
Hey. Where's Robbie? I can't wait to tell him the good news.
Terence, that's what I was going to ask you.
How would I know where Robbie is?
Have you seen Felicity?
Well, not since we heard her come in last night. But then I'm much more used to hearing Felicity these days than actually seeing her.
Excuse me. Mr. Harwood, have you seen Robbie today?
Come to think of it, not since last night.
You don't think that he and Felicity could have
Could have what?
No, I'm sure they haven't.
Well, I'm worried that they've
grown. Why would they?
Look, would you please finish your sentences?
Of course, we'll need to find out if there are any good schools in the area.
Aren't we rushing things a bit? Can't we wait a few years? Or a few decades, perhaps?
The school would be for us, Robbie.
Us? What are you talking about? Runaways don't go to school.
Did you really think I was going to throw my life away for you? I've got 2 years of A-levels ahead of me and then at least 3 years of university.
But
I want a career, Robbie.
You mean a job?
No, a career.
I thought I could keep you.
Keep me? The last thing I ever want is to be kept.
So what am I supposed to do whilst you're at school and then university?
You could go out and get a job.
Oh, right, fine. I'll get a job while you have a career, shall I?
I didn't mean it like that.
You meant it all right, even if you never meant to say it. I suppose it was best that I found out now.
What?
That you're just as much a snob as your mother is.
I am not. How dare you?
Right, that's it. I've had just about enough.
What are you doing?
Get out of my car, both of you.
We're not runaways, honestly.
I never thought you were. For the way you've been bickering away in my back seat for the last half hour, I assumed you're an old married couple. Now get out and give me some peace.
What do we do now?
We're not really ready for this, are we?
Aren't we? You can't break up with me on the hard shoulder of the A34.
I can. The sooner you cross the road and start using that thumb, the sooner you'll be home.
Aren't you coming back with me?
Robbie, it's obvious, isn't it? I have to stay this side of the road. You and I are travelling in opposite directions.
You've been watching too much Ricky Lake.
All I meant was you're going back to Shipcombe and I'm going up to Kiel.
Still?
Why not?
This is crazy, Felicity. How can you elope on your own?
I left Terence by the phone in case she calls. So you have no clue where they might have gone?
None. I've searched Robbie's room, but it's just the same mess as always.
And neither of them left a note. Isn't it time we call the police?
Well, there's not a lot they can do. Both of them are of legal age.
Robbie! Oh. Thank God! Oh! My turn.
Oh!
Where's Felicity?
On her way to Kiel.
Kiel? What do you mean, Kiel?
We were on our way to stay with a student friend of hers called Amanda. Then we had a row. And we ended up hitchhiking on opposite sides of the A34.
Well, how could you leave her on her own, Robbie?
She left me. In the end, she seemed less interested in running away with me than running away from you, Mrs. Cheeseman.
Well, I must find her and bring her home.
So, the prodigal son has returned.
Robbie, this is Lawrence Fyce.
So?
He's your new cricket captain. You're playing for Shipcombe against Badenham this afternoon.
No, I'm not, Dad.
But, Robbie, if you knew what I had to do...
I don't
to get...
care, Dad. I'm going with Mrs. Cheeseman to find Felicity.
Oh, you are you?
It's my responsibility as well as yours. And at least, with two of us, there might be a chance of one of us winning her back.
All right, then, let's go. Good luck!
So there's still an empty space. Perhaps you could fill it, Norman.
Me?
Any man who hit 92 not out against Aldermaston must be worth a place in the team.
So, you're back at last. How did you get on?
It was as if the script had been written for me, Christine. I came into bat with a six needed to win off the very last ball of the match. The delivery was only just short of a length, but it was enough. I was on the back foot in a flash, and Badenham could only watch in despair as the ball sailed high over the pavilion for the winning runs.
So what really happened?
Out first ball, cross-batted swipe.
Oh, never mind, love.
In episode 5 of The Weekend Starts Here, Diana Hardcastle played Marina, Philip Bretherton, Terence, Gillian Barge, Mrs. Thorogood, Rupert Vansittart, Mr. Thorogood, Susan Brown, Christine Harwood, and Gavin Muir, Norman Harwood. Gemma Saunders was Felicity, and Tim Trelaw was Robbie. Lawrence Fife was played by Tom Marshall, Cecilia Fife by Elizabeth Bell, and the part of Graham by Tom George. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The music was by Terry Davis. Episode 5 of The Weekend Starts Here was written by Bill Matthews. The director was Paul Miller.